between the craft of cooking and composing deal with a lot of the same issues. And so I wanted to write something that sort of made some connections with the music and the food. Each movement sort of uses a term that could be kind of go with either one. The first movement, Smokehouse, I was thinking of a hut where you smoke meat or cheese. Musically, you could suggest a smoky bar where you would hear jazz, or there's a suggestion of a tango in this movement. The second movement, Bubbles, I was thinking of bubbling stew or boiling water. The music is very bubbly. And in the middle, all of a sudden, it changes to another kind of bubble. The bubbles in a champagne glass, and we're in the transported all of a sudden to the world of grand opera. The third movement, Heirloom. I was thinking of heirloom tomatoes. And musically, perhaps a little souvenir, an old world waltz inside a more contemporary setting. And finally, the last movement translates to The Last Night in the House of Flamenco. That comes from a personal experience Monica and I had at a wonderful Spanish restaurant in Brooklyn. We just kind of stumbled upon this restaurant. We were hungry. We went inside and had this amazing meal. And in the middle of it, totally by surprise, this flamenco performance happened. There was a stage and singers, guitarists, cajon player, everything. It was this incredible, one of the absolute most exciting live performances I've ever seen. And we went back about a month later to try to recreate the experience, and they had closed. They lost their lease. So